We are in Birmingham for the launch of the 2023 IBSA World Games, and as part of the launch, people here can get a chance to try some of the sports that will be appearing at the World Games, including judo. Evan Malloy is with us. Evan, you've been busy throwing people about the mat. It's quite a good day really, isn't it?
This is an amazing opportunity to showcase what we do as a sport, because judo as a sport is a very very, I'd say, understated in Britain. Not many people know about it. A lot of young kids try it. It's never sort of taken on after young teens in childhood stage. So when you can get athletes like myself, Paralympian Jack Hodgson, who is also here, and GB athlete in his own right, Connor Anders as well, doing a bit of judo, and just showing a lot of people who are going to be part of the World Games what we do and how we go about our business is a real opportunity, just to sort of get some engagement and get people trying judo and see what it's like, and if they would love to come and watch us compete, then that's an amazing opportunity for us, because we love being able to showcase what we do on a weekly basis.
So what's your history in judo? How did you get involved, and how have you progressed?
Oh, I started judo when I was 13 years old, and as a young lad, so some are bigger than others, let's say, and I was chunky young lad who needed to lose a bit of weight, and my parents saw judo the best opportunity for that. I sort of took to it, and about a year in, I tried out for the visually impaired development setup. Since that day, I haven't really looked back, and I've just said yes to any opportunity possible, and I've got here somehow, which is absolutely amazing.
What about competitions? You've been competing recently?
Just this past week, we were out in Turkey for the first ranked event since the Paralympic Games. It was the World Grand Prix in Antalya. I myself was lucky enough on the day to pick up a bronze medal, which was my first ever Grand Prix medal, which I was elated with. I couldn't tell you how happy I was with that. And my teammate Jack, who is also here obviously, he got a silver medal, which is absolutely fantastic. And Connor Anders, who's also here, he competed on the Saturday, and he unfortunately just missed out on a medal, but he put in an absolutely amazing account of himself on the day.
So it's something you would kind of recommend to people who are blind or partially sighted then?
100%. Judo especially, obviously, because I'm a bit biased on the matter, but I think any visually impaired sport that are out there, whether that's goalball, tennis, football, judo, I couldn't recommend it enough, because even though you are visually impaired and you go through a lot on a daily, weekly basis, there are things out there that you can get involved in to feel part of a team, because not only is it a sport where you can get fit and healthy and get a bit of a better lifestyle out of it, you also make friends and family. Since I've started the sport, I've got some very good friends and almost brothers out the sport, because we spend so much time together. It's honestly just, it's something that I'm gonna be telling through my whole life. I'm only 22 years old, so I'm still a young buck in the sport, but I will be telling these stories to my kids and my grandkids one day. Hopefully, if I can have an impact on another visually impaired person's life, whether they get involved in a visually impaired sport or just sport in general, then I've done my job.
So you've just come back from a competition. What's the next goal?
So the next competition is in out in Kazakhstan. Again, that's just an amazing example of what judo has done for me, because nobody would ever think about going to Kazakhstan for just an experience or just go there to visit, do you know what I mean? And I do it for my job, which I'm extremely lucky for, and extremely thankful to British Judo, UK Sport, the National Lottery, for being able to help fund these opportunities. But before that, I believe we are going out to Italy for a training camp for a few days in preparation for it, which is also very exciting, because it means we get to get our hands on some different bodies to just sort of give it a good go, and hopefully with the preparation from Italy, we'll be able to pick up some medals in Kazakhstan.
Well, I'll let you get back to the mat and throw some more people around there. Best of luck with the next competition, and thanks for joining us on R&I Beacon Out Radio.
Brilliant, thanks very much, and hopefully I'll see you on the mat in a few minutes' time.
Yeah.